B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Celtics ripped off a 25-4 run in Orlando last night. They beat the Magic 92-79 in the opener of a three-game road trip. Jaylen Brown, 28 points. Greener, 3-5. They're in Miami tonight. I'll join Cedric Maxwell for this one. We'll have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 over on 105.7 WROR. The team held a players-only dinner Tuesday night when the team arrived in Florida to discuss Marcus Smart's comment to the media about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. However, it does not seem as though much was accomplished. The Bruins and Red Wings play at TD Garden tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the Duncan pregame at 6:30 and the face-off at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Jeremy Swayman will start in net. Patriots were back at practice yesterday. They visit the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Jacoby Myers will play his very first game against his former teammate, Stephon Gilmore.
He's a dog gonna be a dog, you know, and Steph is definitely a dog. He's somebody who's smart, aggressive. He knows the game of football, you know, so definitely got to be on my A game this week. If I ever get a chance to go against him or whoever's going against him, definitely have to be ready because he's one of those guys who attack the ball and make you pay. So.
J.C. Jackson was the only Patriot player to miss practice yesterday thanks to an illness, and Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID. He will miss at least Green Bay's next game, which is this Sunday in Kansas City. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Premier Mortgage Lending. They're hiring loan officers. Join a highly lucrative industry that's continuously growing and be part of the best team of the business at PML. Email Laura M. at PMLHomeLoans.com, MB number 1562647. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, no cash.
We're the Toucher and Rich radio program, and that music means the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray, are here. Brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, hello.
Good morning.
Can I just start off by saying that in the battle of Dan Lifshatz versus Fred Toucher, I think it's Dan Lifshatz 1, Fred Toucher 0 when it comes to Mike White being the best quarterback that the Jets have had this season.
No, just wait till tonight. just wait till tonight.
Dan wants Mike White victory lap.
I wrote that. Hold on. I never want that. I never wanted
his
that.
His performance on Sunday has nothing to do with the argument or the disagreement the previous week.
I think it has everything to do with it, Fred. I think you're trying to just project and try.
I argue enough on this show. I'm not going to be baited into a false argument.
I like how Rich threw the hand grenade right at the beginning.
I never wanted that. Joe's an ass. I never wanted that. Joe's an ass. I never asked for that ever. And I will say Mike White played better than Zach Wilson has all season.
Yet you insist on talking, even though you don't want to talk about it.
However, he's going to get... I think they're going to get killed tonight. Mike White will be the Mike White. They would be better off with Zach Wilson tonight. I'm just saying he outplayed Zach Wilson in one game.
Everyone, so it's one shot.
Relax.
Last week, Mike White played. Of course, he played better than Zach Wilson's ever played.
He outplayed almost everyone in the NFL.
He was fantastic.
Hall of Fame material.
He went to the Hall of Fame. I know. I just read it.
Best rookie start since Cam Newton.
Yes.
You guys probably talked about him.
But completion's better than Cam Newton.
I do find the spread to be interesting, though, because, I mean, obviously, you know, the who knows what's going to happen with the Mike White deal. But the Jets right now, or Indianapolis, rather, is favored by 10.5 points. That is a fairly large spread for an Indianapolis team that I have found to be not that impressive.
Finally, a double-digit dog won last week. The Jets play better at home. They're going to be on the road tonight.
Short week after a big win.
Yeah, and let's, you know, the Colts lost a tough game.
Yeah.
But yeah, the trend, and I put the trends in there, guys. It's not good for the Jets tonight. Like, this is probably a Colts or nothing.
So blowout.
Bingo.
You're saying it's a blowout.
Yep. And I think it's going to go under.
I'm on the Colts already tonight. I have them at 9.5. I'm on the Colts.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a beatdown in Indy tonight. But I mean, but again, like, you know, the Jets coming off a big win. This is a letdown, you know. It's a letdown spot after, you know, a game like that.
Yeah. What's the deal on the short weeks with the not practicing? Like,
they can't because they just can't practice. I think you have to do a walkthrough.
Yeah. So, like, because the injury reports for the two teams are, like, completely insufficient because there was no practice. And so it's just
these projected stuff.
Projected practice injury reports. Well, I'll tell you, fantasy, that sucks.
It's interesting you mentioned that because Dak Prescott last week, I mean, we kind of got tips early on. We got tips this week about college games, too, but. Yeah, that Dak Prescott thing early in the week, I think we kind of knew the way that line was moving. You know, they ended up winning. It was a good win for them. But the way that line moved, you could tell he wasn't going to play. And I'll give you another guy I think who's not going to play this week, Kyler Murray.
Look, have you seen the line? Went from 3.5 to 3, and now it's a pick 'em? Or I think there was a little bit of buyback on Arizona. But, I mean, yeah, it's either 1 or pick
'em. Has he been practicing?
So he's dealing with an ankle injury. I think he was do not practice or was out there limited yesterday, and I'll find out what the exact thing was. But I'm telling you right now, if I was to bet on it, I don't think he's going to play this week.
They said a game time decision.
How much did the Aaron Rodgers news yesterday move the line on that Chiefs game?
So that line opened 2.5 early in the week. It did get up to 3 for a little bit. It was Packers plus 3, and then the Packers money came pouring in, and overnight that line moved from 2.5. to Packers minus 1. Then there were some hints that, or some rumors that Rodgers had, you know, tested positive, and there was some buyback on the Chiefs to, from Packers minus 1, the Chiefs minus 1, and then now it's 7.5.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. I was just looking at it. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever remembered a swing that big with one player being out. I can't think of that. Is it an 8-point swing? Did you say it went from the Green Bay favored by 1 to Kansas City favored by 7?
Yeah.
An 8-point swing.
So yeah, you can make the argument that it was Kansas City favored by 1. So people are trying to claim that 6.5. I think it's probably more likely that it's 7 to 8.5.
Oh, my God.
7 to 8.5, 5 points. Yeah. I mean, it's a potential MVP to... essentially a rookie quarterback. I know he's not a rookie, but essentially a rookie quarterback, you know, in like his first, like,
and they're loaded with injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they got guys. I mean, is Adams going to play? I mean, we assume.
I think it's
Lazard. I mean, I think he got cleared.
But the thing is that was known when that spread was still before it, like, swung.
Well, the opening line came out on Sunday, and then there was an opening line from, you know, earlier in this year. So, yeah, actually, Green Bay was favored to begin with, plus 1 Kansas City to. The opening line when it came out. So that's a huge swing, you're right. While we're on that, all the backup quarterbacks did very good last week. And
yes.
The underdogs all cried. Like, nobody saw this. I'm fading all of them this week.
Books did.
The books did.
You're fading all the backup quarterbacks?
I'm doing it again. Yeah, there was no way that Cooper Rush, who else? Trevor Siemian, like, all those guys had a day. Mike White. Those guys had a day last Sunday. I'm fading them all this week. Fading them all.
They can't keep,
like,
it
literally
up.
I don't care if I go 2-1. I'm fading every single one of them this week.
All right. Yes, John.
There is a wrangle. I was just reading the Joe email. There is a massive wrangle
every
on
time
the
I hear
game.
Well, because Cleet is a very odd name.
Yes.
So yep. Every time I hear Cleet Blakeman, you know what? Let's save that, John, because okay. We're going to keep the Bankroll Boys in for 2 seconds.
Fair enough.
And whenever they get going on a wrangle.
Oh, then it's over. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't think they can get that wrangle in there within 2 minutes, a 2-minute window.
Yep.
But so if we're going to talk about that when we come back, we'll focus on the Patriots. The Lions going 0-17, your theories on, do you like those kinds of bets? You guys are more pro than this, I think, but do you ever take a flyer on this kind of stuff?
Plus 450 if they don't win.
It's a horrible number. It's maybe the worst number I've ever seen from a book that hangs stuff like that. You, I mean, you could literally do an open money line parlay of every other team and probably get like 10-1 for the remainder of the season at minimum. So it's a horrible line. I would never take that.
Did
line.
You see the guy at the Tropicana that bought Mike White to have the most passing yards
yeah.
in the NFL?
Yeah.
And yeah.
He, crazy.
And 1,000 was, he got 150,000 after over, yeah, he bet 1,000, got 150,000.
What kind of maniac would bet $1,000 on a
drunk
that
guy
bet?
At the Tropicana?
Dude, I've bet.
those are the types of pro bets. I mean, pro bettors will make like, you know, very, like, you know, off-color type, like, you know, bets well, that are just started, not mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. There was a pro bettor that bet $100,000 on Kansas City to win the World Series at, like, 30-1, and he cleaned up on that. So, yeah.
But, but that's even, like, a safer bet than Mike White would step in and have, like, the best passing yard. Was most passing yards of the week? Is that what it was?
Yep.
So we were on that, by the way, last week. Like, we liked the Jets last week.
Yep. But you did.
But there is this thing where teams have big wins. You have to fade them the next week.
Okay.
Cincinnati was in the perfect spot.
Massive letdown like, coming off Baltimore. Huge. Well,
did you watch that game? I mean,
I did.
Jamar Chase dropped
right in the bread basket.
Right in his chest, he dropped that a pass in the end zone.
But that's the thing. Like the Jets at home are somewhat of a you have to like them.
They
in those
have
spots.
Two wins at home, and they played the Patriots obviously 1,000 times better than they played them on the road. So you're right. The Jets are a far better team at home. It's just that massive crowd that just gets. It's just that electric Jets crowd.
I did think that White though had the offense going well.
The thing that White did is that he just checked down and he I guess Michael Carter's a decent running back. I mean he checked down and he let those guys. Jamison Crowder's a good receiver. We knew that, and so yeah, he threw 5-yard passes that ended up being 15-yard gains. I mean, but that's something Zach Wilson refuses to do.
But just to bring it up, they had a big win last week. They play on a short week tonight on the road.
I don't think they're going to win.
So this is tonight is the spot where you would fade
the
Jets.
Take the Colts minus 10 is what Joe's saying.
Well, yes, when we get back, I want to ask you whether that applies to the Patriots.
Because yes, indeed.
They had, obviously, a big win this week.
And there could be a Rangaroo, but there is some jabroni playing quarterback for Carolina. So we'll ask about that.
Oh, that's right. Are we fading PJ Walker?
XFL star.
That was Joe's guy in the XFL.
All right. Well, PJ Walker, he does know. I guess his last start in the NFL, he didn't know until like game day that he was going to play. So he does know. Lots of intriguing things about the Patriots game. We'll have those for you with the Bankroll Boys in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ah, with the Cutcher and Rich radio program with the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray. And they are smelling around, Rich, and they've smelled themselves a Rangaroonie.
I love it because it's about a game that is going to be near and dear to many people's hearts this weekend. Is this a Patriots wrangle we're looking at, gentlemen?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, now people don't know what the wrangle is. That is the ref angle. Is that the ref, they take a look at how this ref ends up, refereeing games of a specific team. There's certain ones with agendas.
So even if you don't gamble, this is, if you're a Patriots fan, interesting because you guys will bet on wrangles often, correct?
Yep.
Especially the Blake one.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Blake? We know he didn't cause some pass interference penalty in the end zone against Charlotte or
Yeah, the last
Carolina.
Time they played there, there was that Gronk game where
even though they played
Charlotte. That's
held
that
in was Blake.
That is the one where Bill Belichick went and touched a ref,
yes.
wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. Even
the field. That was the one where Belichick, you know, effed him off the field. You know, was screaming out. Or sorry, Brady was effing him off the field on the way out of the tunnel. Yeah.
And they were right. I mean, they were right, but still. Now, what do you think about, because looking at the spread, am I wrong in that the Patriots are favored by four? Is that
three
right?
Three and a half, I see this morning.
Three and a half or four, yeah.
All right, so what are you thinking about this game with the wrangle, of course, being considered?
I love Carolina. It's my favorite play of the week, easily. Not even, it's, there's nothing else that's even close to it.
Backup quarterback.
Yep, backup quarterback.
And you've been right.
Backup quarterback. This is a letdown spot for the Patriots. Road favorite. You're going into Carolina, spread open 2.5. Now you're getting above that prime number of 3. If you got 4, good for you, because it's down to 3.5 most places at this point. But yeah, I mean, this is a letdown spot. And, you know, Patriots on the road, I know they've been much better on the road than they have been at home this year.
Guys, but the AFC is wide open.
Yeah, it is. There's a chance they win this game. I don't love their chances. I think Carolina wins. But I Carolina plus 3.5 is the stuff this week. I mean, that is, in my opinion, the best play on the board. And I think you also have to really consider for a teaser spot up to 9.5 or 10. I think it's, I think it's the best play you're going to get all week.
And there's also a little bit of a revenge angle when it comes to Stephon Gilmore. We see that. There's also the return of Christian McCaffrey. We don't know whether that's a what do you think? Is that a negative or a positive when you try to jam in a guy like that?
They're undefeated when he plays.
Yeah, it's not positive.
That's a positive.
But he's coming back from injury, so yeah, it makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
They have no governor on that guy, though.
Which is scary.
Yeah, what's his face? The coach from the college kid.
Matt Rhule.
Yeah. Rhule is, I told you, I mean, I predicted the injury. I'm no great soothsayer. When I see a guy get the ball every offensive play,
yep.
Like when they played the Jets, he got the ball. Like, that was their offense, was him. And I mean, it doesn't take a genius to go, well, this guy's probably going to get hurt. So my point in that is, Rich, that knowing what I know about Matt Rhule and his relationship with Christian McCaffrey, the plan very well might be to, kind of ease him back into action. But by the time that second quarter hits, no.
So you're imagining a Gronk situation. They're going to bring him back. He's going to get quickly injured, and then all of a sudden he's out for more games.
I think that he might not get injured in this game, but you guys watch the games. I mean, Matt Rhule has a very hard time not dialing up his number. Then you got a backup quarterback who is probably going to be told to keep checking down, and that means McCaffrey gets the ball a million more times. So, Rich, McCaffrey might touch the ball 40 times in this game. I'm not joking.
So I think Darnold might play. He got knocked. He's a really good runner. If you really look at Darnold.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. But the thing is, he got absolutely crushed with a clean hit. It was beautiful. But the thing is that, so you think Darnold might be able to play, because what I've been reading is that they're preparing the backup if he was going to start for this game. Now, do you think they're better off with the backup?
I don't know. I think Darnold might be better. PJ Walker can play, though. The last time he played, I think he threw 2 touchdowns. He didn't, again, as you guys mentioned, he didn't know he was playing.
He played the Lions last time he started.
It's a little bit of an unknown. Like, that's the one factor you have to throw in there. The Patriots defense last week struggled against the run. Chuba Hubbard can run, but I don't know if he's a big threat. He did have that fumble last week. So I don't know if the running game should be something you should be concerned about this week. I think it's going to be that defense. And the one thing with the Patriots, just being real, like, they did everything right. I don't want to crap on them. It was a really good win. But they need to shore up their coaching stuff. The way they handled the timeouts late in that game. Dude, there was 8-9 minutes left in the game. They had no timeouts.
I mean, forget about late in the game. First half, you have the chance to use 3 timeouts. You leave them on the board. Like, Belichick just has to be better in situational spots. They have not been great.
I don't even know if it's Belichick. Like, I still think he defends his staff. Like, his kid still makes terrible decisions. And, you know, the holding in the end zone, like, they said 71. 74 is holding in the end zone. Like, get it right. That came from upstairs. I think that was Patricia personally.
Yeah.
To be fair, the refs get that wrong almost every single time.
They're not holding on anybody. You could have said any name. The guy wasn't even on the field.
And by the way, Fred, I don't know if you have seen over the past couple of days since the big win against the Chargers, the tongue bath that Josh McDaniels has been getting because of Mac Jones. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Dan Orlovsky's on ESPN saying that this is the best rookie he has ever seen when it comes to knowing who to throw it to and where to throw it. I mean, everyone is basically making this Josh McDaniels redemption project. And all of a sudden, after leaving the Colts at the altar and being unhireable, he's now looking to be one of the top prospects for head coach next season.
You know what, though? Why not? At this point, so I think the Eagles should have hired him last year. I think they wasted his time because whoever it was there was with the Colts at the time and then went to the Eagles. I think they wasted his time. He wanted out a year ago. They didn't wish that for him. But there's a few other things regarding the Pats right now. When I look at them, like, they are playing better. Like, things are better. But McDaniels in the red zone last week, we want them to pass the ball in the red zone. But when the other team is the worst at stopping the run in the NFL, they mishandled that. So as much as
he's admitted such.
And I just do want to bring this up. Mac Jones was, besides early in the game, he was just as bad as Justin Herbert.
So he was bad.
They both had the same statistics. So, I know one team won and one didn't, and I still like Mac, and I still like Herbert. Let's just be real. Well, they both did not play well.
National guys has to be taken with a grain of salt because there's no way they can pay attention to every game. And even if they claim to have watched all the games, no human being can sit down and, like, in the course of 2 days, really internalize everything that happened in all those games.
All right. I want to...
Just real quick, I got to get back to this wrangle, because this is for real.
Yes, you have not talked about the wrangle.
Week one, you know who the official was? Dolphins, Patriots? It was Cleve Blakeman. Okay, so, like, last week...
Were there some screwy calls in week one? I don't remember.
It just doesn't matter. Yes. The underdog won. The underdog won. Last week, did you watch the Saints-Bucks game?
I saw parts of it,
Bucks came all the way back. There was some... terrible call. I sat here and watched it during post game. I didn't even have the volume on. I'm sitting there. We're talking Pat's post game, and I'm freaking out about the calls that are going on. Cleve Blakeman. We should have known.
I had the Saints in the money line last week.
Is he anti-Pats or just a bad rep?
He is dog and under. If you look at his career, we've talked about it. I'm just going to say it. He's corrupt and he's taking money. He's taking bets and he's taking money because that's it. I mean,
I'm not going there.
No, Joe, we've talked about it on the podcast. He's corrupt. He's taking money. He is fixing games. That's what Cleve Blakeman's doing.
Sure. Okay, I know boys say he fixes games.
There's a wrangle.
You enjoy this.
I love it.
Libel.
Just call it.
But dude,
don't be scared. Cleve's not going to call the radio station and cry.
Allegedly.
Over-under's 41.
No. How many penalties do you think his crew calls a game?
I don't know.
16. Like, that's stupid. That's a stupid amount.
I think it's the second highest in the NFL.
Do you know what the Patriots' record is with Cleve Blakeman?
What?
5-9.
Like five and nine. Against the spread?
Against the spread. Now,
that's with the
now,
Brady era.
They won the 17 and 18 AFC championship games. I don't know why he was even in the official for those games. But this guy is something you need to monitor. And just one other thing, too, is lately we've been talking about this prime numbers. So, like, the line opened 3.5, 4. I know. Here we go. But the Pats opening up at that number doesn't necessarily favor them.
Two and a half, or even three,
for that matter. But
numbers.
but last week when the line opened against the Chargers, we were both like, Pats.
Yep.
The way that these lines, but this week I feel the same way. The line's not good for the Patriots, especially with
stop betting teams. Bet numbers. You'll be way more successful if you forget about the teams you're betting on and literally are just betting numbers.
So, Dan, is the number one game you're confident on is the Panthers this week?
I think it's the best bet this week. I think Carolina, even with PJ Walker, the difference between Walker and Darnold was literally half a point to the spread to line setters.
All right. I know I'm putting you guys in the spot here, but I know also how plugged in you are with some of these outside stranger bets. Is there a line out there on odds on whether or not Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown are all on the Celtics by the end of the season?
I have not seen anything, but I did see I talked to someone at BetOnline who usually does the odds for that. They said they would make Smart a favorite to not be on the team by the end of the season right now.
Wow. Okay. So Smart, out of the three,
yes,
they think is the one that would most likely get moved.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you have to trade him. If you're the Celtics right now.
Why?
Because there's clearly a problem. You've now had Woj openly say it. The coach is basically, I mean, as Fred said this morning, like, doesn't want to give the players credit for even having a meeting, which I fully agree with what you said, by the way, Fred, 100%. I think that he's like, yeah, we shouldn't give these guys credit. They're all idiots right now. I don't think he wants to give any of them credit. And there's clearly, I mean, Woj basically said, this has been going on long term. And Woj is not exactly the go-to guy for Celtics news, but Woj gets all his information from agents. You know who shares the same agent? Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. You know who hates each other and always seems to have issues? Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. So there's a reason that that report was super vague and you got no details, because you probably got it from Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, and they probably had conflicting information or talking smack about each other, so therefore the report's super vague. So, I mean, that would be my guess, and if there's a problem between those two guys, you know who's going to win, and it ain't Marcus Smart.
Well, it's a shame because you like Marcus Smart.
I would trade Marcus Smart immediately.
He said that seriously.
I want Marcus Smart off.
But you know, in all fairness, I mean, but you're someone who has supported him for all these years, and you think that, you know, if you had to make a choice, it would really be a tough one to let him go, right?
Oh yeah, Dan? Very, very tough. Yeah, no, in about 0.3 seconds, I'll drive him to the airport.
I'll drive him. I'll wear my mask and I'll drive him to the airport.
All right, the Bankroll Boys.
The best is that we're talking about it. I was like, you hate him worse than Kyrie Irving? And he goes, yeah, at least Kyrie can play. And I said, well, not right now.
Hey, Kyrie was right. He called these kids out a while back.
He did.
He called LeBron and said, hey, how do I handle this?
They were perfectly fine before Kyrie showed up.
All right. Well,
Kyrie ruined them all.
All right.
Please.
They were perfectly fine.
Well, I'm sure.
Kyrie didn't tell Marcus Smart to shoot 10 shots a game and shoot 25% from the field.
Well, everyone loves the Bankroll Boys.
You're saying Marcus Smart's the problem. I'm taking a look at these two other guys.
I think
Jason Tatum, who's missed more shots in the NBA than
there's
him?
There's never enough time for the Bankroll Boys, but here we are. The Bankroll Boys, 7 to 9 live on Saturday mornings. I always hear that. And also the Over and Under 98.5 podcast. Thank you, Dan Lifshad's Joe Murray, as always. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, we are the Dutcher and Rich radio program. Good, Vegas can, now we can put the Jack Eichel thing to bed. There will be a point that he will play for the Bruins. There will be a point, just because he's from here.
Yeah.
After this 5 years and $50 million expires, but or at least gets 3 or 4 years down the line here. Because I think it's going to be one of those things that, like, maybe when he's at the end of the road.
Sure, like he comes back here and has, like, you know, a Jager-type season. Where it's like near the end of his career.
Where he just slays a bunch of babes.
Maybe Eichel would be into that, not the way Jager.
The Eichel. You learn at the hip of the Jager.
The best thing about the Jager season was I remember after games were done, you would watch, I don't know, like NBC Sports Boston, and Joe Haggerty would be doing a report from the rink, and in the background there'd only be one person on the ice, and it was Jager with his big ass sticking out, just skating around doing drills.
You are bearing the lead. It was not Jager just on the ice. It was Jager shirtless on the ice with a weight vest around his waist.
I still remember him shirtless.
Oh, like, yeah.
On his head.
He wore a toque on his head and goes shirtless. You don't know how great it was when Jager came to town, because my best friend and I just talked like Jager since the time we were 15.
Yeah.
Because when Jager first came into the league, he was really like, I got the fast car, and I go crazy. But I watched that. I watched again the Russian 5 documentary about how the Red Wings got all those Russian players. Like, they drafted them, and then they just stole them.
Like, basically, smuggled them out of the country, right?
They smuggled Konstantinov out of the country. Like, yeah. they literally took him and his family out of Turkey. But every time they played... Like, they played an exhibition game in Vegas or something, and they just got Fedorov and just... But the way they got Fedorov is very Jager-esque, because they took a picture of a Corvette, two
suitcases full of money, cash, and a picture of the view from like this luxury apartment on the river in Detroit. And they go, all this can be yours. And he's like, fast car. And then there's all this stuff from when he was a kid in Detroit. He's like, I go to the mall. I can get anything I want. It's the great.
Well, this is an interesting announcement, though. The whole thing is, I'm looking at the trade. And right now, because we know that Eichel is worth, what, $8 million a year? Is
10.
What
10 million.
It's 10? God. Okay, so it's $10 million for how many years?
Another five.
Okay, I mean,
$50 million.
It's insane.
Which in the NHL, I mean, $10 million is more than McAvoy is making. I mean, $10 million is about as much.
For a guy who's yet to get this surgery, so we don't even know how well he's going to play.
He's got to be a top five highest paid player in the league, right?
Yes.
There's a couple guys on Toronto that might make more.
Don't forget Kane and Taves. I believe they make a lot of money, too.
Anyway, 10's no joke. Like, 10, Tavares, yeah. 10 with no cap, with 10 with a hard cap is really hard to maneuver around.
And I'm looking at who they're getting back, and it's a guy I've never heard of. Alex Tuch, I think.
Tuck.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. But he makes $4 million a year. And so they're going to have to try to make up the money somehow. What kind of picks are they sending?
You also have to remember, because like you were saying, it's dollar in, dollar out. There's also a salary cap floor. You just took $10 million off the Buffalo payroll. You got to make that up somehow.
Yes, this is a very I'm kind of surprised this deal happened. And as we know, Eichel in Buffalo have been fighting about this procedure he was going to have. Obviously, Vegas is on board with having this experimental procedure. This deal never would have gone down. So now what Vegas has is a guy they're paying that's now going to have this experimental procedure with his back.
Disc replacement surgery in his neck.
Oh, I'm sorry, his neck. And you know, why it's experimental, ask someone else. I don't know. But it is. And so he's going to have, you never know how he's going to come back, if he's going to come back. It's never happened before.
So I heard that, now this is obviously, this is apples to oranges, but I think the surgery he wants to get is the same one Tiger Woods had.
Okay.
And that, I guess, worked for him, obviously, for a period of time.
Yeah,
but hockey is a different game, obviously.
I don't know if anyone in a contact sport has ever had this surgery before. Certainly not in hockey. And it's not something that maybe you or I could get. Like, if we'd have to doctor shop for, like, a long time to get this thing. Because usually, apparently, they fuse. They do a fusion.
That's what the Sabres wanted.
Yes. And so, now they're paying $10 million to a kid who, I don't know what the recovery time on that is. He's probably going to get the surgery, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or today.
Are you throwing a parade if you're the Sabres? What a nightmare this has been over the past couple of
years. I don't know how you can be a Sabres fan. If you want to talk about a team that would be really difficult to root for. I mean, immediately, you know, no one wants to be there. There's very few places like that in sport that, you know, like immediately no one wants to be there.
Sure.
You screw up everything. The minute you get this Eichel kid, you luck into the first pick in the draft where this supposedly generational talent comes out. You screw that whole thing up. I mean, am I wrong, John? There's no light at the end of the tunnel for this Sabres team.
No.
So you're going to suck forever.
Yes. They have a lot of interesting second-tier guys, but no one who's a stud.
Right. So can you think of a team in sports that would be, and listen,
Sacramento Kings.
I keep forgetting they're a team.
Yeah, they're like the NBA's version of the Buffalo Sabres. Like, and nobody wants to play for them.
And they got screwed by the officials the one time they were any good. There was that game against the Lakers that was literally handed to the Lakers.
So did Buffalo. Remember Buffalo made the finals and then there was a toe in the crease thing? They lost to Dallas?
Yes, you're absolutely right. When Hasek was their goalie.
That's right. There was Hull's, a toe in the crease thing Hull's and they lost to Dallas. Yep.
Hull's toe was in the crease and it was before replay. You're absolutely right. So they got screwed.
So, yeah, as far as like teams, major, like, of the big four teams that people just don't want to play for,
Buffalo would be it.
I know, be careful,
because those Buffalo fans do not like it when you say bad things about their city.
Well, I'm not bad-mouthing their city, but I know for a fact that I've talked to, 100 players, like, on my own time.
It's a fun topic to bring up because they've all got a Buffalo story.
Well, and even, like, in my personal interactions with them, I always ask. Mm-hmm. Because I'm fascinated they'd rather play in Edmonton or Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Like, but
yeah.
they like those places because they're all from Canada.
Well, because there's some bad professional teams in Florida in some of the sports, but Florida's an okay place to live, obviously.
Listen, I'm not saying, like, anyone's, like, jumping for joy that they're going to be on the Florida Panthers, but, like, in terms of...
But you live in Florida.
I know for a fact that everyone I've talked to, Buffalo is the place. And this is all the way back to Andy Sutton.
Even, like, I think people would rather play for, like, Arizona.
Thrashers.
You'd rather play in Arizona.
Yeah, you can play golf.
Sure.
Yeah, you're out... I mean... Arizona is a horrible, horrible ownership that should never have had the team to begin with. I don't think they have enough money. They, like, fudged all their finances to get that team.
All yes. Right. Here, I have the deal. The deal is Alex Tuck, a first next season, a third in 2023, and Vegas's first-round pick from 2019. That's it.
Okay. Is Alex Tuck any good?
Tuck is a 15-goal scorer, or has been. This is his fifth year with Vegas. I mean, his top output is 20 goals.
Oh.
And he makes $4.75 million a season.
Dan just said it best. He's Jake DeBrusk.
I was just thinking he's worse than DeBrusk.
Yeah. DeBrusk has better numbers than he does.
Yeah. I mean, DeBrusk has shown before.
So the guy's name, first-round draft pick in 2019, and his name is Peyton Krebs, whatever. He's a young kid. Alex Tuck, a 1 and a 3. That's what got it done.
It sounds like they just want to get rid of this guy. It doesn't sound like they got like.
Well,
any...
I mean, look, they just wanted to get rid of Taylor Hall and got robbed. It seems like they could have gotten more than this.
I don't know, man. Again, this thing's been going on forever.
But if I'm a Buffalo fan, I'm just like, well, great, because Vegas isn't bad enough. So it's like it's a mid-round pick.
Sabres had to include a third-round pick also to get this done.
Yeah, so I got a late. What's Vegas's record? Vegas is all right, right?
They're fine. I don't know what the record is this year, but I mean, obviously they're a pretty good team.
So if I'm a Buffalo fan, congratulations.
Vegas is its second to last place. They're 4-5.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
They're fine.
Let's just say they're fine. So, I mean, what? I get like the 17th pick in the draft? The 18th pick in the draft?
Yeah.
For a kid that was supposed to be the future of my team?
Listen, for all the time this has been going on and all the different teams that have been mentioned, this is once again why I'm saying they would hold a parade and it doesn't matter. They wanted this guy gone. They knew it wasn't going to work out. They were on the hook for all of that cash.
I know, but
and now at least they can breathe.
But as a fan...
Oh, yeah, it
that
sucks.
Doesn't do me
but I'd rather, but although as a fan, I'd rather have this than have a guy that refuses to play.
Yeah, but it's just another thing.
Now you
thing.
Can move ahead.
Because, like, I'll give you an example. Like, the Lions are always going to suck, right? But it's not like people are going, like, I'm not playing in Detroit, and, like, there's, like, I'm not going there. Like, just Buffalo is, I mean, at least, like, the Lions had Barry Sanders and Stafford and stuff. There was, like, certain things to root for.
Who's their biggest free agent, though?
Who?
Like, as of late.
Who?
The Lions.
I don't know. They could get free agents.
Because I'm trying to think, like who have they signed?
They got Flowers from the Patriots, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, their biggest
defensive
name?
Defensive end. I'm just the first guy who comes to mind.
I don't know.
They got Danny Amendola.
Yeah.
Listen, if they wanted to pay Aguilar, they could have got an Aguilar. I mean, it's not like there's anyone that... It's not like Hunter Henry was going to turn down the money from
you
the Lions.
You offered the most money, and Matthew Judon, I remember when, because the Patriots were not very good last year, they asked Judon, well, why'd you pick the Patriots? And if I remember correctly, Judon said, the Patriots picked me.
Yeah, they paid me the most money.
They paid me an assload of money, and here I am.
Yes.
I don't think, more to Fred's point, if you're Detroit and you have the salary cap space and you offered an obscene amount of money, you're going to get the player.
Yeah, if they offered more money for Judon than Judon got from New England, he was going to go to...
Football life is very short.
Yeah.
You can make as much money as you can before you become injured and get cut. I think that's the game plan.
I mean, if anything, it's just like the Calvin Johnson just decided to retire because he didn't want to play anymore. And probably Sanders, if he was with a better organization, would have stuck around longer too. But I mean, money's money.
But we all agree that we're glad that the Bruins did not jump at this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, even if it was a comparable type of deal, why would you
They can't be trading picks for guys for the future.
How about they can't be giving $50 million, $10 million over 5 years?
Yeah. Oh, no. They can't.
No, you have Pasternak to resign. They just gave McAvoy
that
Mimas deal.
I'm not happy right now with the makeup, obviously, the Bruins. This is not – something's off. But that's not the move.
Oh, no.
Eichel's not the move.
No, and beyond the cap implications, again, it's – you're – I mean, Bergeron might retire. Like, I mean, this is you can't wait around on Eichel to have this surgery and see what happens.
Right.
No way. No, as a Bruins fan, no, I'd rather... I think they mishandled things this offseason, too. I mean, I was expecting a big, but not Eichel. I don't want to sit around and wait for Eichel. I want them to win today. I want them to win tonight. I want them to win this season.
I want them to play a game.
Well, they do. Tonight.
Well, there you go.
It's on ESPN
Plus. Seems like it's been since 2019 since they've played a game. And then I think in next week they only play two games within a seven-day span.
Yeah, but then it picks up. Picks up in a big way. Then it picks up.
So we can't watch this game tonight?
ESPN Plus is just the insider thing. It's like $30 a year.
Hang on, wait, what? What are you talking about?
Fred just said the Bruins game tonight is on ESPN.
That's right? What it says here. That's what it says on ESPN, but I don't know if it's also on NESN. I don't know.
Mike says it might be on NESN too. So yeah.
Okay.
No, there was a game a couple weeks ago on a Friday night.
The Black Friday games on ESPN Plus.
That's what Billy was saying. Can you imagine Jack? You know, he did a game last weekend, and then a game comes around Thursday, and he can't do it. I wouldn't want to be around him.
Would you want to be around him if they were playing?
Probably not.
Hope you like aliens and UFOs.
It's on NASA.
you're a big fan of conspiracy?
Or Randy tunes that don't really make a lot of sense?
When we next get Dave Gosher on, he used to sit next to Jack on the planes on road trips. So get some stories from Dave.
I love Jack. I just don't know if I could spend a day with him. I really do. I'm a Jack Edwards defender.
Every
don't
year.
New Jack Edwards, man. I am a Jack Edwards defender to the day I die. I don't know if I could spend a day with him.
Every year, The Athletic has the fans rank the broadcast guys, the local broadcasters. And sure enough, God bless them, every year Jack Edwards is dead last.
And which is, I think, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, the guys in Detroit are better. Mickey Redmond's better. I mean, I don't watch a lot of out-of-market games. I haven't had the package in a while. I always get suckered into the package at the end of the season when the Bruins need stuff to happen for them to make the playoffs, and then I buy the package and they charge me the full value of it.
I know. That sucks. I've done that too.
But now, at least with ESPN, I can watch the ESPN Plus game.
I've done that with the NBA one before, and it's like, you just come on. What do they call it? Where they give you like a little bit of a, you know, the months off. Prorated. Give me a prorated
rate. But they don't. Because they know you have you. All right, guys. Tomorrow we're going to have a game, but the man involved is very difficult to synthesize. Tomorrow we're going to have a game involving this band, but caller number 10 right now to the Bride Motor Group. Sailing. I don't like this album. Caller number 10 right now to the Bride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. The score of a pair of tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good song. This is a good song.
September 10th next year. And have a chance to be upgraded to general admission pit tickets. Where maybe you might see their dongs. Like you did in the Woodstock documentary. You saw Flea's package. And he's got, and I can see why he's naked.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little guy, but not downstairs. Get your tickets now before they sell out at redsox.com/redhotchilipeppers. Good luck with that. Hachi machi. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.